This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. After a five-week August recess, your Congress was back at work this week in Washington and promptly took a potential government shutdown off the table until well after the midterm elections, agreeing to the Senate version of a continuing resolution which extends government funding until the 11th of December. Good for us. A lot of people were concerned that without having passed the 12 appropriation bills that fund the government by the end of September, there was a chance the government could shut down due to a lapse in funding a month before the midterms. There were even political calculations on who would be to blame if that happened. But that's off the table now, and we won't be flirting with that outcome until we get into December. My hope is we can finish the 2027 appropriation bills, get them conferenced with the Senate, and have them signed into law before a new Congress shows up on January 3rd. Deferring passage into the next Congress is never a good idea. A lot of new members won't even know where the bathrooms are when they get here, much less how to fund the government. The bill I write, that's the title that deals with transportation and housing and urban development, have a number of really good projects for Arkansas's 3rd District that won't happen unless and until we finish those bills. That will be one of the first things to address when the 2026 elections are over and this Congress becomes a lame duck. Also this week, we denounced socialism. We supported lobstermen in the Northeast. And we even offered a constitutional amendment codifying 9 Supreme Court justices. Now, that bill failed to get the 2/3 majority under suspension, so it's not going anywhere. But the vote shows exactly where most people are. Democrats largely want to pack the court. Republicans like it just the way it is. On a sad note, the House also voted this week to censure one of its members, Chuck Edwards of North Carolina. Chuck got a little too cozy with a couple of his female staffers, and while there were no signs of sexual assault, the Ethics Committee found he created a hostile work environment and recommended his censure. That measure passed 413-2. Ralph Norman, who recently ran for the Senate in South Carolina and was defeated, joined Edwards in voting against the measure. Let me say this about that action. In my strong opinion, members of Congress should be held to a much higher standard where conduct is concerned. There are a ton of female staffers on the Hill, and most of them are in their 20s. These kids, many fresh out of college, are just starting out and hopeful of climbing the ladder of success in public service. Members of Congress should take extraordinary measures to ensure a safe working environment for the young people in these offices. Chuck fell short of that standard and had to stand in the well of the House and in front of his colleagues hear the censure resolution. It was indeed a sad day. It won't be a sad day in Northwest Arkansas Friday. On the eve of the opening of the 2026 football season, a new stretch of long-awaited highway will finally be open to the public. A 7-mile stretch of Highway 642, leaving west of Taneytown off Highway 412 and going north, where it will tie into an already completed stretch of interstate quality highway at Highway 112 before proceeding on to I-49. On that same day, on Friday, a connector road from 642 to the XNA National Airport will also officially open. This represents roughly half of what we have called the Springdale Northern Bypass. The goal was to take this existing Highway 412 and loop it around Springdale and tie it back in near Sonora, east of Springdale. With Friday's opening, we will now have it completed to I-49, with the effort already underway to move it east of I-49. As a matter of fact, in last year's transportation bill, the one that I write, I had $59 million set aside for that phase going east of Highway Interstate 49. This is an exciting time for through traffic going east and west in northern Arkansas. Getting those 18-wheelers off Sunset Avenue in Springdale will be welcome to both the truckers who have to drive it and the citizens who have to endure it. Finally, the Hogs opened the 2026 campaign under new head coach Ryan Silverfield on Saturday. I'm not going to lie, while we should handle North Alabama without any problems, the rest of the schedule is going to be pretty doggone tough. Good luck to the new coach and the Razorbacks this season. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.